slope the Dark Star into Honolulu. He had set out from San Francisco, 2,300 miles away, without, as they say, any star to guide him. Mr. Decker, the amazing Mr. Decker, joins us this morning from the studios of KGMB TV in Honolulu. Hank, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We say congratulations. You say you came into Honolulu on admission day. You thought the celebration was for you, didn't you?
I really did, yeah. It was wonderful.
You look in good shape. Are there any physical problems as a result of the trip?
No, not at all. I injured my back on a sixth, a little storm, and my eyes are still a little burned from too much glare because I'd broken my sunglasses. But other than that, just fine shape, excellent shape.
Describe for us the most difficult moment you had. Was it in that storm?
Yeah, I think it was. I thought maybe we wouldn't survive that for a few moments, and but we came out of it okay. But I think the second most difficult thing was just being about one last day from Honolulu, and where you hear every creak and crack and groan the boat's making, and you think something's going to snap on it, and you know, that anxiety, gee, I'm so close, I'm going to pull up, you know, just not make it at the last moment. And that was a little tension there, but it was good tension, you know, because you knew every minute you were getting closer and closer to the island.
Let's go back to the weather problems for just a moment. You say you thought you would not make it. Why?
Well, the boat had capsized on me. We got caught in a actually, I was asleep, and the boat was going under its self-steering device, its wind vane, and a storm had built during the night, and when I was aware of it, we were already over, and the boat was over for not very long, maybe 15 or 20 seconds, and that was a bad time. I was on the overhead, everything was on top of me, and my equipment was broken, and batteries were rattling around, and water was pouring in. And I remember saying, I don't mind admitting, I said, God, is this how it ends? But then I remembered that God helps those who help themselves. So I got out of there and got to the on deck and was able to drop some sails and get things in order. And I'd hurt my back then, though, and so we lay there for 2 days and until the storm abated and continued our way. So it worked out okay.
Can you sum up in a half a minute why you did it, Hank?
Yeah, I think so. I wanted to reach people who had received disabilities, severe handicaps in adulthood, and thought life was all over for them because what could they do now? Their career would have to be altered. They didn't know how to do it. And I want to show them that you can do new things. I learned how to sail blind. I learned navigation blind. I've only been doing this for 2.5 years. So I've learned really an essential new career, a new field. Mm. And I want to show prospective employers that you can hire handicapped, that we can do a darn good job for you.
What a marvelous
example. I just need a chance.
Well, so are you going to sail back?
No, I'm going to sell a boat, buy a tractor, and get a farm in Nebraska.
Hank Decker, thanks very much. Congratulations. It's
thanks
great
again.
Talking with you.